This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, have any of you started Christmas shopping? I haven't. I really don't. Well, I still haven't finished Christmas shopping last year. I still owe people presents. And now all of a sudden we're coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I have to spend more money. My credit cards are still pretty maxed. You know, the economy's getting better. Okay, you know, the economy is getting better, so we are seeing some movement there. I'm just not seeing any movement in terms of my balance on my credit card. And so, you know, already my boys are like, well, I want this, and 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 I want this. But for Christmas or Hanukkah, I would like this and this, and then I go, okay, what the hell was the first list of toys? Well, Mom, I had a birthday last month. I forgot to get my kid a birthday present. See, it's interesting. Okay, so I have two boys, right? And one, his birthday is February 26th. And I remember that very well because he's my first boy. Your firstborn, you remember everything. You remember his first word. You remember his first fart. You remember everything. I remember I was in labor. I was supposed to give birth to him on February 22nd, by February 22nd, and it didn't happen. And I was in labor for 4 days. Finally, he comes out with a lot of tearing and bleeding and pain and screaming. And anyway, so that was just my husband. And so he comes out February 26th. I remember all of that. The second one, I don't remember hardly anything. And no, I wasn't on drugs. I just don't remember. I mean, remember getting the amniocentesis. I remember him being born. But the second one, my younger son was born October 25th. That's a hard number for me to remember. I don't remember October 25th. And the reason why that number is so hard for me to remember is because we've had a lot of relatives die the last week of October. So there's all these, what we call in Judaism, yahrzeits. There's all these anniversaries of people's deaths in that. There's like an October 27th. There's an October 26th. There's an October. So I block out the last week of October. And I'm usually more in Halloween mode. There is nothing more important to me, right, then Halloween, you know, during that time of year. So all of a sudden, my second kid pops up having a birthday. What the hell am I supposed to do? So I guess I forgot to get him a gift. We even forgot to celebrate it. We were preparing for Halloween. Okay, Halloween is a really big deal. So now this kid's smart. No, he doesn't need therapy. No, he doesn't need therapy. No. No, because he's going to play me now. He's going to play on it. He's going to take advantage, make us feel all guilty that we forgot his birthday. And why am I getting a 15-year-old birthday gifts? He's 15. What does a 15-year-old boy really want? He wants a subscription to porn or something. I don't know. 15-year-old boys don't need toys, and they already have access to the games. If I bought him a video game, it would be the wrong one. He already knows what he wants to buy. So you really can't, at that age, buy him something he really wants as his parent. So skip the birthday, I say. Just skip it. Christmas and Hanukkah are coming, so I could just sit here and buy him a bunch of gifts. I mean, he'll still tell everybody later, you know, oh, man, you know, your grandma would always forget my birthday. And, you know, then the grandkids are like, oh, my gosh, grandma is so demented. And I'll say, yeah, I have dementia. Yeah, take care of me. So they're going to, they're going to try to make it act like they were abused and they had such a horrible life and such a horrible childhood. You know, we all do that. We all do that. I mean, we've had it tough. I think my generation, and I know I had it tough, a lot tougher than my kids, but my parents had it even more tougher, you know, having had to escape, right, you know, Nazi persecution and, you know, be born to parents that, you know, almost got killed. They have me beat. And so we as kids, if you notice, it's very interesting. We as kids try to make our history tragic like that, because we remember growing up hearing tragedy, the Depression, you know, Nazi Germany forcing my grandma's family out, you know, my grandfather fleeing, most of my family killed. So I hear all that, and then my parents in the, you know, 70s and 80s, even though we were poor and, you know, we had issues, were always telling me I was spoiled, I had it easy, you know, I had three meals a day, so me getting my three meals, I should shut up and not be asking for Levi Buttonfly 501 jeans, you know, 501 blues. I shouldn't be asking for clothes that don't come from a grocery store because I at least get food. And so growing up like that, I'm like, okay, wait a second here. That was pretty effective because it shut me up as a kid. Every time I wanted something, I wanted the new Thriller album. No, I couldn't get it because my grandparents had to flee Nazi Germany. So every time I wanted something, I had to hear about Nazi Germany. So at that point, you know, and now I have kids. And I'm like, okay, well, what stories do I have? Well, thank God I didn't have to flee Nazi Germany. You know, I mean, I did have, we did have rough times. And so I tell them about my rough times, but it just isn't as powerful as that. So you start to embellish, you know? Yeah, well, when I was attacked and when I was, oh my God, Mom, you know, and when I had to eat bugs for dinner, you know, now the hard part is my mom, you know, thank God, still alive, she'll come over. And she'll listen to this. You think she's not paying attention. You think she's just sitting there, you know, texting, you know, her new boyfriend or something. But she'll listen. She'll go, what? I never didn't serve you food and made you eat cockroaches off the ground. I'm like, Mom, go with it. And the kids are looking at my mom like she's the biggest piece of work and the meanest mom out there because I had to eat cockroaches for dinner and I never did. But, you know, we all try to over embellish our past, making it sound like it was a lot worse than it was. And it works until the kids find out that you're kind of BSing. And my kids found out that I was kind of BSing because they saw Back to the Future. And Back to the Future, the cars were kind of nice. It seemed like everybody had a house. We didn't have a house. We had an apartment. But my kids think we had a house and a DeLorean. But we didn't. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, the Dr. Dahlia Show news team in Las Vegas did end up coming to work. They, you know, came into work about, you know, 12:30 yesterday. All right. But they did do some preparation for today's show. So I do have a pretty good show today. Okay. Yeah, they're in bed now. They're not, I don't know if they're even going to show up today. They do some work. Hey, you know, I applaud them. I go, good job. I even offer to give them a raise, and I don't know where they are today. But I'm assuming they'll wake up around maybe 2:30, all right? The Raiders stadium broke ground yesterday, so pretty big deal yesterday. So, all right, but anyway, one major headline that's getting everybody's panties all up in a bunch is the definition of high blood pressure has dropped. And new guidelines have lowered the diagnostic threshold for stage 1 high blood pressure to 130 over 80. Now, it was 140 over 90 previously. Then remember they said now we could go higher. We don't really have to, keep people's blood pressure so tight. Then they go, nah, we got to tighten up the blood pressure. And now they're saying we got to make it really tight. So high blood pressure has now been defined as you having a blood pressure of 130 over 80. You know how screwed most of us are now? Now, don't panic, because remember, we have Obamacare. Woohoo! Yay, we have Obamacare. Yeah! And one positive to Obamacare, which is really difficult to say without vomiting in my mouth, is that we have... I'm sorry. I gotta be... Okay. All right. One thing that we have to, appreciate about the bill is that we can't be excluded for pre-existing conditions. So if any of you have been running around with a blood pressure of 135 over 82, and now you get diagnosed with high blood pressure, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, it's not like the GOP is going to repeal and replace Obamacare. So if you have high blood pressure, you have high blood pressure. It's more important that you guys get treated. Okay? I know, now you guys are confused, going, oh no, does Dahlia like Obamacare all of a sudden? No, I don't. Okay? Of the 2,000 things on my list, 2,200 things on my list that I hate about it, the one good thing is, if you and I have a pre-existing condition, my uterine prolapse, they can't discriminate against me with, my hemorrhoid issue, I get hemorrhoid flare-ups, right? Right? You guys know about that, right? My irritable bowel. Any of those issues, they can't discriminate against me. Thank you, Obama. All right? Yeah. I know. Nah, listen. I'm kind of in a good mood about, because I have to get another scope. I have to get another stomach scope. And because these ulcers that I have, because the Dr. Dahlia Show news team gives me ulcers. It's because of them. Not you guys. You guys are awesome. You're my listeners. But I found out that I have met my deductible. And so I still have to pay a $75 copay, so that sucks, but I get a scope for $75. So I get to basically take off my clothes, okay, underwear too, sit freezing in a gown, have a bunch of people in the room with me when I'm naked, get a scope put in me, and all I have to do is pay $75 bonus. You know, it's better than any Disneyland ticket. So we'll see. We'll see. So I'm kind of in a good. I'm really relieved because I thought I was going to have to pay a lot of money. So all right. But anyway, so let's go back to the. Let's go back to you. This isn't all about me. Quit always bringing up me. This isn't about me. So the new guidelines lowered the diagnostic threshold to 130 over 80. So what does that mean? Well, what that means is we're probably going to have about 103 million more people now diagnosed with high blood pressure. Now get this. These guidelines that we've had in play have been, I guess, in play now for 14 years. We really haven't changed the guidelines much, except a few years back we said, you know what, if we have an older individual, let's not try to lower their blood pressure too much so they don't get dizzy. And then other people said, well, wait a second, we need to keep them in good control so they don't stroke out. So there's been a lot of debate on what to do with older individuals. All right, and by older individuals, you're 65 on up. But even though 65 is still middle age, I get you, I feel you, I know 65 is still middle age, but you know, in medical textbooks, they call, people in their 60s older. We got to kind of go with it here, but you know, between you and me, we're all hot, right? We're all looking good. All right, well, I'm in my 40s, and my blood pressure has always been low. I was always like a 110 over 62, but the reason why is I had like really bad periods. So you hemorrhage once a month, yeah, your blood pressure is going to drop. Now that my periods are slowing down, this is not TMI. This is a medical show. This is a medical show. I can talk about this stuff. All right, well, please. Okay, anyway, now that I'm not really hemorrhaging every month, I guess my blood pressure is going up a little bit. And the last time my blood pressure was checked, I was 128 over 78. That's supposed to be still kicking good, but we're inching closer to 130 over 80. Now, I don't know why I have high blood pressure. I mean, I don't really get ticked off that much. Yes, Obamacare has made me mad. But did you see what I did earlier when I started the segment? Did you see how I found a silver lining? That's kind of what... what I'm doing now that I'm older. Anytime I really get upset about something, I find, you know, a silver lining. Right? You know, so, you know, let's say my ratings for my radio show are down, you know, 1 month, and I'm really, really distraught about that. Well, what's the good? Well, the good is Blake hasn't quit. You know, I still get to talk to Blake every day. So, you know, that's what you have to do. You have to, I know I'm grabbing at straws, but, you know, it's the only thing that, you know, keeps you sane. So, under the old guidelines, 1/3 of U.S. American adults were considered to have high blood pressure. Now, 42% of Americans are going to be considered hypertensive. So we're talking almost half the country is going to now be considered high blood pressure. So why would they do this in the age of Obamacare when, you know, guidelines and task forces are trying to have us use less health resources and not panic so much and have false positives? Well, it's because task force members, and we're talking about the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology, and I think 9 other groups got together for this. They presented this in Anaheim so their families could go to Disneyland while they talk about our blood pressure, but they presented this. And I know, don't you love it when these big scientific meetings are like near Disney World or Disneyland? And you're like, are they really sitting at the meeting or are they going to Disneyland? But anyway, apparently they were at Anaheim and they were at the convention center that I was just near, you know, the other day. And, you know, they presented this. And what they want to do is, if you're sitting there floating around 140 over 90, I'm going to tell you as a clinician in my practice, you're on your way to have high blood pressure. I have never seen somebody walk around with 140 over 90 that didn't become a hypertensive patient. So we need to call it early. Just like with breast cancer. I'm not going to wait till you're 50 to do your mammogram. If most cancers start in your 50s, I'm going to try to hit it in the 40s. I want to stop the problem before it becomes a problem. So stage 1 hypertension, well, let's go to normal. Normal is less than 120 over 80. Right, elevated is 120 to 129 for your systolic. And remember, systolic is the pressure in your arteries as it beats, or the pumping. Diastolic pressure, the bottom number, is the pressure in your arteries between beats while the heart is filling. So elevated blood pressure is between 120 to 129 or less than 80. Okay, so a bit like a 120 over, so me being 128 or no, me being 125 over 78, that would be elevated. I know. High blood pressure stage 1 is if you're 130 over 80 to 139 over 89. Stage 2 hypertension is if you're over 140 over 90 or equal to or over, and hypertensive crisis is if you are higher than 180 over 120. That means you got to get on a medicine right now. In the ER, would give you labetalol or clonidine and lower the blood pressure while you were there. So for every 20 millimeters of mercury higher your blood pressure is, systolic or 10 diastolic, you double your risk of cardiovascular disease. So if you were 120 over 70 and now you're 140 over 90, you just doubled your chance of heart disease. So long-term high blood pressure will give you heart attacks, heart failure, stroke, kidney disease, dementia, eye damage, vision loss, even erectile dysfunction. Oh, yeah, now you're listening. Now, yeah, you don't care about the heart failure, but once I say erectile dysfunction, you're like, what? So we have to keep this blood pressure tight. Now, when we come back from break, I'll talk to you about ways to lower your blood pressure. And it's not all going to be about the pharmaceuticals, I promise. But I like these guidelines. Everybody's trying to say it's a big conspiracy. Big Pharma wants to write more medicines. No, that's not what we're recommending first. We're not recommending medicines first. We're recommending other things. There's even foods that can lower blood pressure. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this information on high blood pressure and the new guidelines and a nice table is for you on the KDWN website. Go to KDWN.com or go to my website at DrDahlia.com. And a lot of people are concerned that now they're going to be technically diagnosed with high blood pressure. And you want to know what? We need to call it like it is. If you have high blood pressure, you can't, you know, you can't be an ostrich and stick your head in the sand for this, because high blood pressure will cause major issues. Your body does not want to have higher pressures within the walls of the arteries. That can cause plaque tearing. It could put you at risk for stroke. It could cause bleeds in the brain. It could put you more at risk for a whole variety of things. It could hurt the eyes. Little blood vessels would burst in the eyes. Your kidneys won't function well. All right? Your body wants everything pretty copacetic, pretty calm and cool, and upping the pressure is never good. Okay? And so one of the first things we recommend to treat high blood pressure, and I know some of you will say, Dahlia, I've done all these. Dr. Dahlia, I'm sorry, Dr. Dahlia, I did not get my doctorate taken away. Well, a lot of you guys don't call me doctor, and I don't care. It's okay. Nah, man, we're all family. Anyway, so a lot of you will say, look, I've tried this, and the blood pressure didn't drop. Well, that's because you may have another mechanism for blood pressure, which I'll quickly review. But the first thing we do when we start to see your blood pressure flirt with the 130s over 80s, which will now put you in the high blood pressure category, people. This is a big guideline. This is a big headline. Otherwise, I'd be talking about my constipation issues. Yeah, this is a super big headline. This is some juicy scoop here. All right. So we tell you, lose weight. If you lose weight, your blood pressure will go down. If your body has to shunt blood to more body mass, it's going to up the pressure. So have less body mass. Lose some weight. You lose some weight, your blood pressure may go down, if that's one of the reasons for that mechanism. We also tell you to cut back on the salt. Okay? Now, that doesn't work for everybody. But for some of you, you're going to be water retainers. And for some of you, quote, water retainers, you eat more salt, you're going to take in more water. And if you take in more water, that's going to increase blood volume, hence increase blood pressure. Also, low-fat diet. Again, we want to decrease your mass. So less fat, right? Less fat in your diet, then less fat on your tissue. Good sleep habits. If you don't sleep well, that's not good. Now, that's why I think a lot of our blood pressures are going up, because we're not sleeping too well. Last night, I probably got 5 hours of sleep, because the stupid cat was there, and the dog was in between my feet, and Corey snores. It was not a good night. Well, that's probably going to mess with my blood pressure. We also recommend you exercise regularly. Exercising regularly, absolutely. And the more exercise you do, the more you keep your blood pressure down. We tell you to quit smoking. You cannot be smoking or doing chew or vaping. You got to stay away from nicotine because that ups the blood pressure. And you got to limit your alcohol. Alcohol will up blood pressure. Okay? Now, we also talk about stress. I didn't put that in this article for you guys because we can't. I mean, we got Thanksgiving coming. We're going to have to deal with the family. So I really don't see us not, you know, we're coming up on the holidays. It's going to be stressful. So, you know, there's nothing you could do. Unless you could figure out how to uninvite the in-laws, there's really not much you could do. So, me being a family doc, I also will screen you for diabetes, high cholesterol. I'll also do a thyroid test on you. I'll check you for kidney disease. But the big thing I want you guys to do is check for sleep apnea. If you're stopping breathing in your sleep, and I know you'll say, nah, my wife says I breathe, or my husband, are they watching you the whole night? No, they're asleep themselves. You need to get a sleep study done, because if you have sleep apnea, and I don't care if you're skinny, skinny people have sleep apnea too, but if you have sleep apnea, that's an issue. All right, so now what do we do for your blood pressure? Okay, well, if that doesn't work and your blood pressure is still high, I, as a doctor, need to figure out why the hell it is high. So this is how I look at blood pressure, okay? So, and I've told you guys this. I've talked to you guys. We have some new listeners to the Dr. Dahlia Show, so I need to kind of brief them and bring them up to speed. So, in the olden days, how did we lower high blood pressure? Well, we would, leeches. Maybe we used leeches. But with FDR, we gave water pills. FDR had high blood pressure. And so we had him on diuretics. So if you lower your blood volume and have less volume in your blood, it's going to lower blood pressure. Now, that only works so far because your kidneys get taxed and you end up, remember, he was Democrat. Okay. Anyway, but the kidneys get taxed with, you know, so much work, right? And you lose your potassium, and it's not the best, most effective thing when it comes to lowering blood pressure, but that's all they had at the time in the 30s, 40s. Now, FDR ended up still having a hemorrhagic stroke. Some authors think that that was because he had melanoma above his left eyebrow, which you could see on pictures. He had melanoma. And so that could have made the blood vessels more leaky, or he just had high blood pressure that wasn't controlled, and it burst the blood vessel in the brain, and he died. So may he rest in peace, but that's that, you know, with blood pressure back then, trying to lower the amount of fluid coming down the pipe. Then they came out with a group of medicine called the beta blockers. And the beta blockers, many of you guys have been on, labetalol, tenormin, atenolol, and these beta blockers, they're pretty good medications in terms of slowing the heart rate. So if your heart rate is beating fast and it's beating with a big kick, beta blockers slow that down, which is why we use beta blockers when you have a heart attack. We don't want the heart working too hard, so we slow down the heart rate with a beta blocker. Now, those are wonderful. They make you tired, so we tell you to take them at night. But what if your resting heart rate is 60, 65, 70? Is that really the reason why you have high blood pressure? If your blood pressure is 160 over 92 and your heart rate is 65, I don't know if I want to blame the heart rate. So another set of medication that came out are the calcium channel blockers. Now, these calcium channel blockers work awesome for the African-American population, because if arteries genetically are a little stiffer, now your heart is beating against stiffer, non-compliant pipes, and your blood pressure rises. And calcium channel blockers relax those blood vessels. Now, one side effect is you may get leg swelling. So some of you guys on amlodipine or Norvasc, it's a great medication, but it may cause leg swelling because the vessels sometimes relax a little too much. But it's not dangerous. It's just it's annoying for people, so sometimes we change the medication. But relaxing the blood vessels allows a normal volume, normal heart-beated rate of a heart to beat blood against more compliant blood vessels, and that lowers blood pressure nicely. But then, the biggest group of medications that I use, and many people use, are the ACE inhibitors and then the ARBs, the angiotensin receptor blockers. And that mechanism is because you guys have a mechanism in place called the angiotensin-renin system. This angiotensin-renin system is something that, you know, fails a lot of people in medical school. But for those of us that aced it, we still don't understand everything about it. But basically, the angiotensin-renin system is a system in place where, let's say you get shot, God forbid, and you're bleeding out. Your kidneys are very involved with blood pressure, and your kidneys sense that less blood is coming down the pike. So the kidneys send off this cascade of signals to tighten that blood pressure up, to try to tighten those vessels up and up that blood pressure to keep you alive long enough, hopefully, until you get a transfusion. Some of us make it, some of us don't. The problem is as we age, many of us, this system goes awry. Now, we don't know why. We blame genetics. Maybe it's plastics. Maybe it's cosmetics. Maybe it's, I don't know, bad music we're listening to. I don't know. But sometimes people are walking around 120 over 70, 120 over 80, and then, wow, they spike. And when they spike, it's hard to control. These ACE inhibitors prevent that mechanism from being over-exaggerated and control the blood pressure. Don't go away. We'll talk about what foods you could eat to help your blood pressure. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, today.com, right, like the Today Show, today has a list of 20 foods that you can add to your diet to lower your blood pressure. And you know what? I really would consider these. You know I don't talk a lot about nutrition on the show because I like chocolate and I like you know, steak, and I mean, I'm not gonna lie and pretend I'm a vegan, for crying out loud, when you guys know gosh darn well, because I'm always tagging myself at Outback Steakhouse. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and try to, you know, practice what I don't preach. But I am eating healthy. Like right now for breakfast, my breakfast is celery sticks and carrots. Yeah. So, I know. Are you proud of me? Well, I'm trying to make myself look skinny. I want to be prettier. And I want to make sure my blood pressure never goes to that 130 over 90. I'm a little scared. So now that we have these new guidelines when it comes to, blood pressure, there's a list of foods that they suggest that you could use. So, for one example, they say you could use mangoes. They say mangoes are a great source of fiber and beta carotene. And I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of mangoes because I don't know if you guys have noticed them in stores. They're a little expensive, though, so I don't like to buy them all the time. But there's a lot of mango wedges in these square containers, right? Do you guys like them in the produce department? And so you don't even have to cut up a mango. When you cut up a mango, it just doesn't taste as good as somebody making you mango wedges. And what's so cool is I can have two mango wedges, and I could go potty like that next morning without a hitch. And that's really important to me. So not only is it, you know, excellent for helping you poop, and by the way, when you're constipated, your blood pressure goes up too because you're all mad, but it, you know, it can lower blood pressure just on its own. And so apparently research published in Hypertension Research suggests that adding beta-carotene-rich foods to your diet may be an effective way to lower blood pressure in no time. Beta-carotene is also in carrots. So something to think about. So that looks good. All right. See, look at me teach you guys something. Well, that's what happens when the news team is, you know, working and on their game. I really need, honestly, it takes a village to make this show. Yep, honestly. All right, now, salmon. Salmon, guys, honestly, salmon, you gotta learn. I know it's fish. I know. I know. Hey, I had salmon on Sunday. It was at my father-in-law's wedding, and I picked the fish. I could have picked the chicken. Well, here's the thing. It's really easy to pick fish if there's no beef as an alternative. So that's what you need to do. You need to basically hide from the beef. If you can hide from the beef and your choice is chicken or salmon, you'll pick the salmon. No, don't pick the chicken. Pick the salmon. And so salmon has the heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids. Those help reduce inflammation, and that does help lower the risk of heart disease. So a June 2012 edition of the British Journal of Nutrition revealed that omega-3 supplementation reduced blood pressure among older patients and those with hypertension, making it pretty yummy. And so I would, I don't know if it makes it yummy. See, I like salmon if it's covered in butter. Then I start to mess around with it. But still, try to get the salmon in. Bell peppers. Okay, stuffed peppers. I had a half a stuffed pepper last night. I just ate the meat on the inside, and I left the pepper because I don't really like peppers. But here's the thing. Cold bell peppers that I could dip in ranch dressing, I could eat. And bell peppers are a huge source of vitamin C, and I believe also potassium. And they say it's more of a potent antioxidant than even citrus fruit. So bell peppers may give you more vitamin C than some citrus fruits. That'll help cardiac function, lower blood pressure. They say research published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that loading up on vitamin C reduced blood pressure by 5 millimeters of mercury in patients with hypertension. So 5 millimeters of mercury, that's big. All right. So that means you could be going from 130 down to 125. Very, very cool stuff, okay? Apricots. Apricots, they also lower your blood pressure, they say. Stick some apricots in a salad. Oh, dried apricots make you poop also. So apricots are really, really good for the poops, too, because they got good fiber, they got vitamin C, they have beta carotene, they have 3.3 grams of dietary fiber per cup of apricots. And so high fiber helps you lower blood pressure. Now, here's one of my favorites. Dark chocolate. See? Dark chocolate helps improve endothelial function. And the endothelial function is the lining of your blood vessels. We want the lining of the blood vessels to do exactly what they need to do and not stiffen up. And dark chocolate has flavonoids. And the flavonoids are linked to lower blood pressure, thanks to researchers at the University of Manitoba and researchers who have studied chocolate. it. So the only thing is you can't do the weeny dark chocolate that a lot of these companies make. It's got to be dark, dark chocolate. But it works. Apples. They say an apple a day will keep the doctor away. Not good for my business, but still, it's something we could do. And they say you have 4.5 grams of fiber that you get each apple. You also have quercetin. And quercetin also seems to be an antihypertensive. Apples can lower your blood pressure. Now, apple cider, apple juice, you got to be careful. But you eating an actual apple could really, really work. That's according to results conducted at the University of Madrid School of Medicine. Ah, muy bien hecho. Now, carrots. Carrots have beta-carotene, vitamin C. They're just, Bugs Bunny likes them. Carrots, okay? Eggs. Apparently, people freak out because of the cholesterol. Yet, here's my thing. I would rather you eat an egg than a corned beef hash or a crap load of bacon and sausage for breakfast. So if you have egg and maybe a high fiber, side dish and an orange, that to me is a one hell of a healthy breakfast. Now, according to the American Journal of Hypertension, a high-protein diet like one rich in eggs will lower blood pressure and promote weight loss. So, again, if you could do egg whites, that's probably a little better. But don't freak out about eggs. Now, you fry the eggs or you butter up the eggs, that's an issue. Cherries lower blood pressure. They got fiber, quercetin, vitamin C, and they have resveratrol. Resveratrol lowers blood pressure. Pink grapefruit, excellent source of vitamin C. Also has lycopene. Lycopene helps with reducing blood pressure. A Finnish study published in Neurology found that highest concentrations of lycopene in the blood decrease risk of stroke by 55%. Now, you also get lycopene by cooked tomatoes. But lycopene works. Flaxseed. Adding flaxseed to your smoothie or morning oatmeal can also help. You got fiber in there. You got omega-3 fatty acids. Research conducted at Isfahan University of Medical Sciences found that those who added these omega-3s to their diets lowered both systolic and diastolic blood pressure. Spinach. Spinach is great. Stick it in your smoothie. I know it doesn't taste that good without cheese and butter, but still, try to eat it raw if you can. Clean it off because they get dirty a lot. Fiber, beta-carotene, vitamin C. Tomatoes. Tomatoes have the lycopene, so they include that. Ben-Gurion University in Israel found that the lycopene significantly reduced blood pressure. Be careful with the tomato sauce because of the sugar, but eat your tomatoes and cook them. Blueberries. Blueberries help memory. They also are low glycemic, have high in fiber. They have resveratrol, also lower blood pressure. Onions. Onions are yummy. They also provide fiber. Quercetin is well, that lowers blood pressure, and they're just yummy. They make me, gassy, but then I just have Beano, but I love onions. Uh-oh, lima beans. Okay, we could skip this one. Yeah, they say lima beans help you lose weight. The reason why lima beans help you lose weight is because they're so disgusting to eat, and they ruin your appetite, but they lower blood pressure. Watermelon has vitamin C, lycopene. That there was a study finding it helped patients with pre-hypertension, so eat watermelon. Sweet potatoes have a lot of vitamin C. Alright, they also have beta-carotene. Kale, because kale is always healthy with vitamin C and beta-carotene. And strawberries. Strawberries have resveratrol. Woo! Alright, it's a lot of food to eat. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our Allergies
Sage product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.